The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hello, everybody. It's Amanda Richard here and
Liz Webb.
And on tonight's edition of the Music Room, we're going to hear from the ukulele lady, who's also known as
Julia Nunes.
So while we get her on the line, what song are we going to play for the folks?
We're going to play a song, Then Okay, from her newest album, Some Feelings.
Trying to be realistic here. I am dying, 'cause I know I can't resist it. We're gonna be so sorry soon. I can't keep my hands off you, and I don't want to. If we're careful, maybe this could be alright. But you are caffeine, and I'm staying up all night. I'm not stupid enough to believe that I could just kiss you and leave. There will be prices to pay. Stand in my way. So if all you have to say is okay, then okay. I know better than to
talking to us live from somewhere in Arkansas, it's Julia Nunes.
Somewhere that's got a buffet. I can see a billboard for it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for getting on the air with us to talk to us tonight. We're really excited.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So your album, Some Feelings, just came out last year, 2015, and you're on tour right now with the Mowglies?
Yeah, the Mowglies.
Mowglies, okay.
God,
like
somebody.
A Jungle Book.
I was just going to say, right. Someone hasn't caught up on her Jungle
I'm
Book
sorry.
Lately.
That's awesome, though. So, for all you Delaware people out there, she'll be playing at the World Cafe Live at the Queen in Wilmington, just a little ways away from Newark.
On April 12th.
On April 12th, next week. So that's exciting.
Thank you.
So I'm going to start out by asking you, why did you pick up the ukulele and start making creative YouTube covers years ago?
I think it was all just like a do what you can with what you got type of situation. Like the ukulele was all I had at summer camp one summer because I didn't actually own a guitar and my dad didn't want me to bring a ukulele, well, his guitar to a place with water guns. So I brought a ukulele and I wrote a bunch of songs. And I started making videos in my dorm room in college because I was having fun and putting off schoolwork.
That's the best way to do it. All right. So do any artists inspire you?
Oh, so many. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm listening to a lot of pop music. I really love Ariana Grande because she's a feminist and also because she's putting out good tunes and listening to Zayn's new album and Kanye's new album and then I have like some old standbys, like people that I'll just always listen to no matter what they put out, like David Bazan, and Wolfpack is one of my favorite bands.
Oh, I love Wolfpack.
It is definitely not pop.
Right.
They're great.
How do you feel about the Wombats? Because that's one of Liz's favorites.
I don't know the Wombats. I'll have to take a listen. We got a lot of time in the car, so I'll get to it.
They're super good. I have to say, though, I think the first video I ever saw of yours was the Justin Bieber and the Supremes mashup, and that's still, like, my all-time favorite. I always watch it all the time.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
And while we were waiting to get on the air, we told you that we had some of the other students cracking up at the Justin Bieber cover you put up on YouTube of Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had done so much with the Justin Bieber catalog, but apparently that's me.
Yeah.
All right, so your last album came out back in 2012. So what has inspired the development of your newest album, Some Feelings, 3 years later?
Oh, man. The 3 years in between records was like me having to realize that I was in a terrible relationship and then break up and then move from the East Coast to the West Coast and kind of like re-fall in love with music, because I think like when you're kind of whatever about life, you can't write exciting songs.
Right.
And then I had a breakup and suddenly, like, all new emotions and a million things to write about. So Some Feelings was written in like, a month's time when I hadn't written a song in, like, a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know. When I'm in a funk, I've spent a lot of time writing songs in the key of B minor.
Oh. Yeah.
But yours are a little more upbeat than that.
Yeah. I tend to go, some of my songs are sad but have upbeat vibes, and then some of my songs are just straight up sad. I think like half the record is straight up sad.
It's just some feelings.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we'll play for the audience a song from your last record to show your evolution over time. So right now we're going to play Stay Awake from her 2012 record, Settle Down.
It's like I don't have the patience or the willpower to separate myself. It's inundating era I've been down. And all across the nation, pixelated screens light up the night. And insomniacs and night owls alike. And we can turn off the lights, the sun's coming up. No dreams tonight to enter.
So we're back with Julia Nunes on 91.3 WVUD. So that was Stay Awake from her album Settle Down. We were just talking about with her while we were playing the song how she's on tour right now with the Mowglis, and they're playing clubs and concert venues. But I wanted to know from you how our living room shows, which you've been doing a lot of within the past few years and months, how are they different from shows at a concert venue?
Man, I think that they're just as energetic and, like, fun and crazy, but they're on a much smaller scale.
Right.
So, like, for a living room show, instead of getting to a venue at, like, 4 p.m. and sound checking and then, like, plugging in and blasting my voice through a speaker, I walk into someone's living room, a very generous host offers their house, and we sell tickets online, and I get there, and everyone's already there, sitting down, real polite, and I walk in, and I play acoustic music for, like, an hour and 15, and we do a Q&A, and we talk, and it's always a little more personal, I think. Sometimes you get to know members of the crowd, people tell their stories, and it's just like a much more intimate experience, I guess.
That's awesome. I never really seen other artists do like living room shows, so that's super cool that you do that.
So a lot of people in the folk genre or solo guitar players will do that kind of thing, and you do, I imagine you just must have such a closer relationship or feel like you have a closer relationship with the audience.
I think so, yeah. And it's cool also to be on a tour right now in clubs where I'm seeing people that I've hung out in living rooms with. So
right.
We just feel like old pals.
That's great. That's so cool.
Yeah, a girl walked up to us in Albuquerque and she had hosted a living room show before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Had she hosted it in Albuquerque?
Listen, guys, I don't know of places or dates attached to them. I'm maybe, like, the least geographically competent human you've ever met. But my assumption, like, because she came to the show in Albuquerque, is that the show is in Albuquerque. But if she's listening and I'm wrong, I believe...
Well, that's funny. Well, Liz has picked out, I think, for the next song for you is the one that's sort of the big hit you have right
now. Yeah.
Make Out,
yeah.
Tell us about that song.
Ooh, it's a song about making out. it's probably my favorite song off the record to play, especially on this tour right now. We're doing it full band with the Mowglis. A couple of them are coming on at the end of my set to fill it out because we're kind of an acoustic trio right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's just like a fun song to like remind you how awesome it could be to just like make out with someone you're super into.
And what was it like making the music video for that? Because it seemed like, I saw your video where you explained it. It just seemed so cool, the whole experience.
Yeah, it's definitely the most professional thing I've ever done. And it was really cool. All my friends came out to support me and be in it. And I feel like everyone looked so cool. and the place that we shot it was just so friendly and excited to have a music video shooting in their hostel. So,
where did you shoot it?
It's a place called the Vibe Hotel, and it's kind of like a international hostel. Like, most of the people who were there were foreign.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess we'll show the viewers what we're talking about. So up next we have Julia Nunes's Make Out from her album Some Feelings.
I got shit to do, I know you do too. I won't let go of you till you push me away. The second you leave, I miss you.
All right, so that was Make Out from Julian Nunes' album, Some Feelings, which came out just last year. So we're almost wrapping up. We have a few more minutes left, but I really wanted to ask you, Julia, I know you have your own independent record label, Rude Butler Records, and I really love the story behind the record label's name, so can you explain that to our listeners?
Yeah, of course. When I was in fourth grade, I was in a show called The Sound of Stars, which was an adaptation co-written by me and my fourth grade teacher, and we took The Sound of Music and made it about the solar system. And she kind of took the role of the rude butler that's in the movie and turned it into, like, a huge narrator of the whole thing to, like, bring it all together. And that was my part. I was a fourth grader with braces doing a British accent in the role of the rude butler. And it was, I mean, I cannot tell you how much pride I felt over this role. Like, I was elated every day to be playing the rude butler. So it was my first taste of stardom, and I figure I can name my record label Rude Butler Records, and maybe it'll propel me even further.
That's great. I love that story. So that's so cool that you're running your own independent record label and doing your own thing. That's awesome. So what is the songwriting process like for you?
I kind of just write whenever my brain does it on its own. Like, I never sit down to write, really. I, like, things come to me in the shower or when I'm pooping or when I'm on a walk. And I just have to, like, make sure my phone is standing by to, I, like, record voice memos to make sure I document whatever came into my brain. Like, I was saying I wrote Some Feelings basically in, like, a month. So almost every time I got into the shower, I would have to, like, get out sopping wet with a song idea in my head and dry my hands just enough to, like, touch some buttons on my phone to bring up the voice recorder and, like, make sure I got it down before I forgot it, because there was so much coming out of my brain.
Were you getting, like, a melody hook, a melody idea, or were you getting a word idea, or do they come to you simultaneously?
Yeah, it's words and melody, and it usually starts off as just, like, a little rhyming couplet that I play around with, and then once I have that solid, I'll, like, try and just let my train of thought go with the same melody. And that's why the recording is so important, because it's not like I'm writing something intentionally. I'm just, like, opening my mouth and hoping something good comes out.
Stream of consciousness.
Yeah, I guess all the best ideas come from the shower or... So what do you hope listeners take away from your new album?
I hope that anyone who relates to the really, really sad songs can also hear the really, really happy songs and be like, all right, not all hope is lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of just, like, spent the last 2 years recording an album and also changing a ton of things about my life and just getting healthier and happier. And I would love for that to be everyone's story. I would love for everyone to, like, slowly be getting happier and healthier.
That's great.
Well, Liz has picked out one last song for us to play.
Yes.
It's kind of the opposite of what we just talked about, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. Up next, I'm going to play Something Bad. This is from Some Feelings. So this will be our last song for the night. But thank you so much, Julia, for talking to us. We're so happy to have you on The Music Room.
Thank you for having me. You guys are great.
And you can check out her website, juliannunes.com.
And she's all over YouTube.
And she's all over YouTube and SoundCloud. And make sure to catch her in Wilmington next week with the Mowglies. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you so much.
Cool.
And this is Something Bad by Julia Nunes.
I want something bad. I want something bad. something bad, I want something bad. I wanna look at pictures with you, looking happy. I wanna look at pictures with you, now you're not with me. I wanna look at pictures of us, of me kissing you. I wanna look at pictures of us, because it hurts too. I want something bad, I want something bad for me. I want something bad, I want something bad for me. I want something bad, I want something bad for me. I want something bad, I want something bad for me. I wanna kiss somebody else without thinking about you.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.